We welcome you inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who I know is as fired up as you are, as I am. It's Dallas Cowboys week, and even though it's just one of 16, Merrill, it means a little something.
You know,
extra.
You talk to the players, Dave, and they will tell you that NFC East is NFC East. It's a big game and an extra push when you're playing the Giants, when you're playing the Redskins. But I am here to tell you that for me, and I think for probably all of you,
right,
the Dallas game is a notch above all of them because there's so much history.
These young players are young. They're not familiar with what the history of the series is and the way the fans feel about the Cowboys. Why do you think the Eagles fans feel this way about the Cowboys?
Because it's been passed down to them from generation to
generation. But why? Why did it start?
It started when a linebacker by the name of Leroy Jordan kicked out Timmy Brown's teeth.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. That's the first that I heard where everybody was incensed. Of course, I was a kid and I heard about it on the radio. But Leroy Jordan kicked out Timmy Brown's teeth, and the war was on. And it intensified, and then everybody hated the Dallas Cowboys because NFL films termed them America's team. Well, Philadelphia fans who love their Eagles are not about to let anybody be called America's team. What are they, chopped liver?
Right. Well, beyond that, it is a big-time football game. Something very much is on the line here, first place in the NFC East as we take a look at the standings here, Maryland. It is midway through the season, but it's not early in the season any longer. And this game absolutely has some significance. How do you see the matchup as we speak today?
I think it's a matchup of two very high-powered offenses and two defenses that have been parched from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see what Billy Davis has in store to stop the likes of Tony Romo, who is not on my list, Dave, of elite quarterbacks. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's had some great games. The thing about Tony Romo is the fact that he extends plays.
Yeah.
He can take the broken play and turn it into a touchdown. So he can do that, and he has some great weapons. Everybody knows about Dez Bryant. Everybody knows about Miles Austin. Everybody knows about Jason Witten. But there's another receiver who comes into the picture, and he wears number 83, Terrence Williams.
Terrence Williams, terrific player. Cole Beasley in the slot has been productive for them of late. We take a look at some of the numbers here, some of the targets for Tony Romo. And it is a massive challenge, Merrill, for Bill Davis and the defense. And he's talked about the progress, and we've seen the Eagles make progress. It's going to be tough against Dallas on Sunday.
Well, and if you're in Dallas and you're analyzing this game coming up for them, you're saying it's going to be tough for the Dallas defense, particularly if DeMarcus Ware doesn't play, and there's no Anthony Spencer at defensive end, and there's no Jay Ratcliffe at the defensive tackle spot. They're missing a lot of pieces, too, and you look at this Chip Kelly offense that is in the process of setting records.
Yeah, Merle, now we don't know who the quarterback will be. Let's talk first about Nick Foles. He is top of mind after his performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you have been on the Nick Foles train since the very beginning. I will give you credit for this. I'm not saying you're going to make up for the Bobby Hoying, but you are. But Nick,
I kind of like Kevin Cobb a little too.
Well, we all did. But Nick has been terrific. Look at that completion percentage is terrific. The quarterback rating is outstanding. 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Nick Foles, a much improved quarterback in year 2.
Well, and for those people who say, well, Nick Foles was a third-round draft choice, how good could he be? I remind you that that Tony Romo wasn't even drafted.
Yeah.
He was an undrafted free agent, so you can't look at that. I think Nick Foles is extremely talented. He's got a good arm. I've heard people say he doesn't have enough arm strength. He does. I mean, look at that pass right there to Riley Cooper. A flick of the wrist, and it actually traveled 50 yards in the air. So he has plenty of arm strength. He's very bright. He reads defense as well. He gets rid of the ball quickly. I think he's a fine quarterback. This is not to say anything negative about Michael Vick, who can be a weapon.
Sure.
But I'm talking about the fact that Chip Kelly said at the beginning, in this league, you need two quarterbacks. You need two capable quarterbacks who can come in and win. And the Eagles are fortunate to have not one or two.
I don't look at this, Merrill, as a quarterback controversy.
No.
I see two quarterbacks who've been extremely productive in this offense.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you ultimately want to have. Merle, let's talk about some of the intangibles here. I think one element that we're really not talking a whole lot about is we see Michael take off in game one against the Washington Redskins.
Boy, not many quarterbacks can do that.
The special teams, though, Merle, it's going to be a huge factor. The Cowboys against the Redskins this weekend, last weekend, had a great return for a kick, touchdown, another return to set up a touchdown. Dave Phipps' group is going to be challenged very much.
Well, and last year, the Eagles, Bobby April's group was pretty much challenged by that number 17,
mm-hmm.
Dwayne Harris.
Mm-hmm.
He can burn you in a second. He can take over a game. So special teams are as important, if not more important than ever.
Merrill, what's your feeling 6 games in? Are the Eagles kind of where you thought they'd be at 3-3?
I don't know that I thought in terms of game by game by game. I believed going in that the Eagles had a chance, a decent chance, to win the division. I don't think it's a loaded division. And I said before that it wouldn't surprise me if the Eagles can get to the playoffs this year by winning the division and maybe winning 9 games. And I still feel the same way.
Yeah, 9 games after a 4-win season in 2012 would be quite an improvement.
It's a quick fix league.
Yeah.
And plus, I think Chip and his staff are terrific.
Sense of the game on Sunday. Win, lose, draw, Eagles win. How do they win?
I'm not a predictor. I'm really not, but I have a good feeling about this game. But again, to win this game, they can't turn the football over.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody gets a pick from time to time, but they can't turn the ball over often, and they've got to take it away from Dallas. That will be the key factor in this game.
Merrill, can I get one Dallas sucks from you, please?
No. No, nor will I do anything on the star when we go there. So I'm sorry.
That's the old days, Mel.
No, Dallas is a good football team, but I think the Eagles can be better.
Okay, Merle Reese, thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.